Lucas Ayaba Cho, a prominent separatist leader from Cameroon, has been arrested in Norway amid allegations related to the ongoing armed conflict in his country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The arrest took place on Tuesday and was reportedly linked to his statements on social media, as confirmed by his lawyer. Cho is a key figure in the Anglophone movement, which seeks independence from Cameroon. Since the conflict began in 2016, more than 6,000 people have lost their lives, and nearly 1 million have been displaced, largely due to tensions between the English-speaking regions and the French-speaking majority. Human rights organization Amnesty International has accused both Cameroonian government forces and armed separatists of committing atrocities, including killings, rapes, and torture against civilians. The conflict has deep roots in perceived discrimination and neglect faced by the Anglophone population. Describing himself as a liberation leader, Cho leads the Ambazonian Defense Forces, ADF, one of several armed groups advocating for independence. He has been operating from Norway, where he allegedly ordered a recent 2-week lockdown to enforce a boycott of schools in the Anglophone regions. Cho's leadership style has been characterized by a hardline approach, and he has faced criticism for ADF actions, including the targeting of taxi drivers in the northwest region. Under his direction, the ADF has also implemented a liberation tax, demanding payments from residents to fund their campaign against the Cameroonian government. Norwegian authorities have indicated that Cho could face extradition under a security agreement between Norway and Cameroon. His lawyer, however, stated that he was not aware of any pending extradition requests. Norway's National Criminal Investigation Service has described Cho as having a central role in the conflict. Emmanuel Nzalai, a U.S.-based lawyer representing victims of the crisis, called Cho's arrest a significant victory for accountability in the ongoing violence. He emphasized that this could be a pivotal step toward justice for the victims. This is not the first instance of separatist leaders being arrested abroad. In 2018, Julius Sisaiku Ayuktabe, another key figure in the Anglophone movement, was arrested in Nigeria and extradited to Cameroon. As the investigation continues, the implications of Cho's arrest may resonate far beyond Norway, potentially affecting the trajectory of the conflict in Cameroon. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.